from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The bench, so we could all say, I don't know, you know, what you feel now looking back on it. It was a demotion or whatnot, but just think if you were Klay Thompson, how you felt after making that bonehead play, because that's what it was, and you looked at the players like, Klay, what are you doing? It was a mistake, but you think about the first game after that was Utah, and he came off the bench. Just think of how you would, like, and I say all to say is, I wonder what his relationship like was with Kerr. You know, and he said, he talked about it, you know, they had to have 4 meetings to talk about what was going on. But I do wonder just about the relationships he had with his teammates and others, Steiny, in this difficult year that was for Klay Thompson.
Well, I'm sure it was a two-way street. I'm sure Klay came into the year and the team knew that he wasn't pleased with what was going on with his contract situation. So then he tries to play through it, but he's not himself, and it's clearly on his mind, and the team knows that, and Kerr knows that, and they try to work, you know, they try to appease him. Yeah. They try to tell him he's important. I don't think he believed it because they didn't prove it.
Wow.
And the next thing you know, he's not playing well, and maybe the team's saying his head's not in the game, and that's why, and because his head's not in the game, we got to move him to the bench. And, I mean, I could easily see, again, without putting any blame on either side, I could see how Klay felt the way he felt and the Warriors felt the way they felt. I just can.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not trying to, you know, start a campaign, feel sorry for Klay. He's in Dallas, new endeavors. But just think about how difficult, because we just kind of break it down to basketball. If he felt that way in December about his monies, just imagine where his mentals were at, just doing what we take for granted and what we think is the easy part, playing not just basketball, Steiny, good basketball. Holy hell, and am I wrong? I got to say this because I read the thank you from Steph Curry. Am I doing too much if I'm just scratching my head as to where's Draymond's?
I mean, it's still pretty
where's the
early.
Emergency pod? And you're just 2 weeks away from thinking, saying what Klay said is laughable about the Klay talk. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, all this stuff doesn't happen at once. Maybe Draymond will do something in the next couple days. Not sure. Shaka's in Berkeley.
Shaka.
What's up, Shaka? How you doing, man?
Man, y'all on fire, man. Y'all on fire. This is a great conversation, man. But I think there's something that we're missing, man, is that women lie, children lie, men lie. Numbers don't lie, man. They offered him $48 million for 2 years. To me, that's $24 million a year, but he signed for under 17 to 16, so this was definitely a personal situation, man. And Goo, you know I love you, Goo, but you got to stop throwing Trey in his business. It's like Jefferson. Just see it. He came out. It's halftime of a game in December. He talking about money, man. Mm. They already paid him when he was hurt.
I hear you.
Man, when he was hurt, man, fully. He got all this money, man. So at the end of the day, we got to stop talking about money. This is a team. And ain't no I in team. Team is not feel like that.
Mm.
I wish him the best. I love Clay. But let's be realistic, man. That man didn't make – I sent you the thing the other day about how much the team was worth. It was worth $200 million. Now it's worth $7 billion, man. That man didn't make all that money doing stupid decisions like that. Willie Mays ended up in a New York Mets jersey.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan Wizards. Montana Kansas City Chiefs. So you don't always stay with the same team, but he was a great player. We love Clay. No disrespect,
no doubt.
But I love the Warriors more than I love anything.
Yeah. Hey, Shaka, appreciate you know it. What? Real quick, I'm in my feelings, man, and you are right. You make some great points. I'm just mad that Draymond hijacked 2 seasons in a row and he got 4 years. And this whole Clay is gone. That's why this is coming out. And you are right. I'm going to check myself, but it just don't sit well with me, Shaka. The guy that done wrong twice is the one that got rewarded. I just think that's BS.
But you know, Warriors were always looked at as a soft team. I've been a fan since 1974, since Clifford Ray was the center. Rick Barry.
Yeah.
We've always been known as a soft. Draymond changed our toughness thing, and he's been rewarded by the owner. And I see no nothing bad about Dray getting this money. He's only getting $25 million a year.
Yeah.
He's only getting $25 million. He's making more money on TV. So it ain't about the money with Dray. Clay is crying about money. It's all about me with Clay.
Mm,
you never hear. Draymond talking about me.
I don't know if it's fair to say Clay was me.
The podcast, but I hear you.
But Anthony Slater, on what was the reason that Clay ended up walking away? This is from the TK podcast.
One of the things that made me more sure he was leaving through this process was I do think from the Warrior side where they miscalculated was, Joe Lacob, really, the Lacobs, when they did this with the Andre Iguodala, the businessman Andre Iguodala, it was that like CEO versus, businessman type negotiations. And really with Draymond Green last time too, where it was leveraged plays and each side was kind of playing this game of chicken and, who would blink first, how much money could the player get out of the team, all that. I was told on the Clay side, like, that's not how he plays. Once you make your leverage play and hardball him, he just says bye. And I know even when I put out the story that like, hey, this is going in a really bad direction, I think people were like, oh, this is Clay trying to make the Warriors up their offer. And it was like, no, like he's just decided it's over. Yeah. He's not trying to play this game. He's looking for a new home. And, the truth is 2 steps back, I think we can both understand why the Warriors would not want to pay him a certain amount of money and prioritize other stuff. But it snowballed to this moment where Clay Thompson is just walking away.
That's Anthony Slater on the TK podcast. Mm-hmm. Can totally see it all.
Yeah.
I mean, without any judgment on what should have happened, what shouldn't have happened, what Clay did, what the Warriors did, can easily see how this whole thing transpired over the course of a year.
Yeah, and Stoney, maybe more than a year. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah, you talk about Jordan Poole, watching him grow and possibly be his replacement, but he got rewarded, and so did Wiggins. So I'm fixated on Dre, but Dre was just another example, and everybody got their funds, but Clay Thompson.
Dave is in Los Altos. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call. Love the discussion. Love you guys. You guys bring great analysis to the game of basketball. So thanks for that. And thanks. With all due respect to all the callers and all the commentators, I'm really tired of hearing all this crying about Clay. I love me some Clay. I love me some Rocco. I love me all that Instagram on the boat. I love Clay. I mean, I have more clothes with number 11 than I do have number 30. But let's do the math. He stunk it up the Lakers playoff. He stunk up the play-in game, 0-10. He had slow starts in the 22 season, 23 season, beginning of those years, And he's in the 40s, 30s, 40s somewhere, in terms of 3 percentiles. There's like 30 or 40 people that had better percentiles than 3s. Warriors need 3 things. They've needed it for the last 2 years. They need a rim protector, They need somebody that can consistently go downhill, and they need a number two scorer behind Curry. And that was his job, and he's not getting it done. So let's just look at Clay on that last game in Sacramento. He was done. He was not happy. He said on the Draymond show he needed to focus on his mental health. Right. And Clay and Draymond and everybody in the organization wants him to be happy. And in his mind, he could not be happy given how he was playing, given the respect that he felt he needed. And everybody just wants him to be happy. If he wanted money, he could have gone to the Lakers. If he wanted to go home and be in L.A., he could have gone to the Lakers. Let's just let Clay be happy and just quit judging him.
Appreciate it, Dave. And I hear what you're saying. The only thing is this.
Tell me.
This is the day to do it. Clay Thompson's been here 13 years. He's part of the Big Three. Four titles. One of the greatest players in franchise history. This team will never be the same without him. They just won't.
Yeah.
Even if they're better next year, it's going to be different without Clay. So I'm sorry, but if ever there's a day to talk about Clay Thompson and everything he meant and what came down in the last year and how it ended the way it's ended, I mean, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, one of the most revered athletes of my time here in the Bay Area, Stoney, that's over decades. I mean, you talk about a fan favorite and a badass to go along with it. Clay Thompson's at the top.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Greg's in San Mateo. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man? What do you got for us?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, so I just wanted to change it real quick and look at the possibility of a Kuminga trade. And I know how many Warriors fans I've talked to that look at his potential at being, you know, the next guy after Curry. But we got to realize, you know, how many times have we whiffed in the draft? If we look at the team without Curry, you're looking at Kuminga as our superstar. And then you got to hope and pray that we finally draft somebody that will be as good as a Curry or Klay Thompson. You know, without Curry, our team, realistically, if we look at it as real Warriors fans, we're probably not going to be very successful for the next, you know, 10, 15 years unless we get really lucky. So unless this Warriors team can lease somebody like the Utah Jazz into accepting Wiggins and whoever else we could trade them, we got to get rid of Kuminga to get Laurie and maybe look at the possibility of somebody signing like Miles Bridges, or if DeMar DeRozan will accept some kind of mid-level whatever. I don't even know what's possible. We got to look at, you know, the realistic possibility of this team being terrible once Curry's gone.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and the first crack at it, Steiny, they didn't want to give up Kuminga for Paul George, but marketing is, what, 8 years younger than Paul George.
Right. And look, I'm sorry.
We'll ask Monty at one. I got so many questions for him.
Yeah, Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He will be coming up at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. It'll be our debut. It'll be our debut guest with the River Islands guest line.
I'll tell you what, because you set it up perfectly, this is the day to give Clay his flowers, but you and me agree that if we were Clay Thompson and all that has gone on, forget right or wrong, people, we understand how he felt slighted. I think that's the one thing you and I are aligned on.
Yeah, I understand how he felt slighted, and I understand why the Warriors didn't want to bring him back.
Yeah.
At this point in time, do some fans wish they would have taken this hard of a line last year? Probably.
I don't want to do this now, but if you want to ask me who's closer to winning, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out he's going to a team that just won the finals and he left a team that didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you believe that the Warriors did not want Klay Thompson back, which is what I garner from Anthony Slater's piece, when do you think that happened? When did that start?
Well, you know what? I'll play Slater because he was asked the moment, Evan, it went sideways. Take a listen.
You know, at the end of the day, it's contract numbers, contract length. I mean, I think that's what ultimately, you know, pushed him out the door. And I would say, like, the lack of communication and, like, full-throated effort to, I mean, you mentioned prioritization. That is, you know, the right word, the one we've been talking about. But, you know, he was kind of put on the back burner, which, again, like, I think we all understand the cold-hearted business perspective to it, but kind of understand Clay's perspective too, right? I mean, considering who he is, what he's been, how others were rewarded in recent years, I do think the timing of this all played against him, the fact of when he was up for free agency and the moment in the franchise this summer as they're kind of pivoting and resetting, whereas Draymond being up last summer got him paid. Poole and Wiggins, I think, were very fortunate to be up right after the title. They got four-year deals, so it's just so much at play.
No doubt about it.
Good question.
No doubt. There's a lot. There's so much was going on.
But that, too, had to do it to me. To answer Evan's question, that deal at 2 years had to be like, you effing kid me? And Dre got four. My counterpart got four?
Yeah, I don't know how much Draymond's contract mattered, but Slater lumped all the contracts together. Wiggins, Poole, and Draymond Green. And it just so happens that Klay Thompson came up at a time where they're pivoting. I mean, I don't know if I want to go down a hypothetical road, but in theory, do you think if Klay were up last year and Draymond were up this year, they would have rewarded Klay last year and Draymond would have been the odd man out this year?
That's a great question.
I kind of think so, believe it or not. But we'll never know.
Well, I'll say this. If that's the case, I don't think I would have been as hurt as much then if it was just about timing. If I could default to what you just said, you know what? Had I been Dre, I would have got that same deal, but I think Klay feels like he wouldn't have because of the fall off from his play.
Right. I'm just saying if for whatever reason the Warriors would have rewarded Klay. Klay was under contract, and here comes Draymond, a free agent, just like Klay. I don't know how the Warriors would have perceived wanting to re-sign Draymond or not. In other words, maybe Draymond would have been the odd man out.
Well,
I don't know.
Wouldn't be battling back from that's a rat on the table in this whole scenario, too, to me, Stoney. We had talked about, brought to you by ATCO, is the two injuries have robbed Klay of being his best self. Dre didn't have to deal with that. That was just like Steph and every player, natural slippage. This was two catastrophic injuries.
Well, then we must acknowledge, as unfair as it was to Klay, those two injuries, he's not the player Draymond is right now, right here, right now. I mean, we can debate that, and people may, but if maybe the Warriors were concerned about the future with Klay because of his two injuries. I don't know. But clearly both sides didn't want it enough. They just didn't want it enough. Let's go to Craig in San Francisco. Hey, Craig, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to provide a perspective. And it's unfortunate that Klay did not have this perspective, but my feeling is, you know, over the past 5 years, he was overpaid and he underperformed, especially last year. I did the math, actually. I don't know if anyone's done this, but if you look at the past 5 years, the amount he was paid per game he played was higher than Steph Curry's by like 15%. So he was definitely overpaid and he underperformed. And so for him to think like, you know, that offer was, you know, not fair. It would have been helpful if he had that perspective, you know. And as for last year, you know, he wasn't happy clearly, so he underperformed. His attitude, you know, caused him to underperform, and we didn't make the playoffs. And I think it's partly because of Klay. And so that's why I'm not that, you know, that's why I'm fine with him leaving because we missed the playoffs, and I think it's because of Klay, and he had an attitude even though he was overpaid.
Gotcha.
So, I think he'll do well in Dallas because he'll be happy. But, yeah, that's just my comment. Thanks, guys.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point is how much of Klay's season last year, which wasn't a great one, was because he wasn't happy. Because it didn't help.
There's no way it helped.
Well, then he's going to be a better player in Dallas if he's healthy, he's happy. Mm. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, his mentals really would be better.
So I also think there's two ways to look at his injury. And
injuries.
And I've said it before. Whether you like it or not, NBA players have guaranteed contracts. The minute they sign a deal, it is guaranteed no matter what happens. Mm. So I actually am not, I do not subscribe to, well, the Warriors paid him for 2 years of not playing. He should be grateful. Anybody would have had to pay him that. No, every team in the NBA would have had to pay him that money. That's just the rule. And I'm sorry, I just don't view Clay rehabbing for two consecutive years as paying him for nothing. He earned that money. He earned it, even though he was rehabbing. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you going there when it was all said and done and the Warriors offered him two for 48, Steiny, the more I think about it, the other day I felt different Friday, yesterday, after everything he's endured and what was taken and robbed of his body from an athletic standpoint with those injuries we talk about. Steiny, I got to be honest, the 2 for 48 was fair as hell. You know what I mean? But I can't say, Clay lived it. He saw Poole. He saw Wiggins get the bat. So there was so much that we're not privy of that he had to compartmentalize. But forget all that. If I can, I would say, Clay, after all that and your game slipping where everybody could see, they still offered you 24 per, even if it were for two.
Dublin Marge on the YouTube chat. Clay signed the max contract after he was injured. Lakeham didn't have to pay him. And now I'm seeing something on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Didn't they resign him in the hospital? They could have waited. Are you kidding me? You guys are absolutely kidding me, right? Clay Thompson was, you were going to not pay Clay Thompson after he got hurt in the 2019 finals.
That would have been a PR.
So what were you going to do? What were you going to do? Let him become a free agent? And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.